what my husband and I figure would be really neat is when the holidays roll around and our kids are all old enough to hear how Grace speaks, because I go out of my way to try to speak slowly and very clearly and not be twangy, because they are little tape recorders and sponges, and I think that they're truly, you are a product of your environment. And so down to the way you speak and the choice of words, that's going to be what their choice is, or what you would think. So it'll just be interesting to see how my nephews speak versus how she does.
Right.
Granted, we're all from the same general area, but it will be very...
Why do you think there's such a difference if you're from the same general area?
I think some of it is just of your own awareness of how you're speaking. I mean, it's very easy. I often try to not say like all the time, like, you know, or like, you know, or because my mother was always, don't say like this, or I'm always talking with my hands. Maybe it's because I'm really trying to still think about what I'm saying. But I think it's also, it's a, you know, a cognizant choice that you're making in the way you're speaking, particularly me when I'm speaking in front of Grace. Try to say, hey, you all, instead of y'all, blah, 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 or whatever it is. I don't know, will she pick up that from me, or if she's over at school right now and she has kids in the class, I think that she's taking it from every exposure or experience that she has. And it's just a part of your individuality, what you like, what you feel comfortable talking like.
Right.
Like.
What about, do you detect a difference in...
Hannah, you're in the building. Can you please come see me? Still in the building, please come see me.
Texas.
So do you detect a difference in the way in men and women talk, maybe?
They do speak differently, but their knowledge bank seems different. Or I guess it just, I don't know. I don't know how I want to answer that question. I guess they are. They do have definitely different perspectives and part of their different experiences. So they do speak differently.
Yeah. Do you think, can you put your finger on what it is?
Again, I think it's just an individual's choice of how they want to present themselves. How do they want to articulate whatever it is they're trying to say. I mean, how do you want to sound, or how do you want to come across? And sometimes you're aware of it, and sometimes whatever it is you're trying to say is more important than how you're saying it.
Right, you think men are more or less aware?
I think they're probably less aware. Like, women, I feel like, are more sensitive to that, to how they're speaking, or they might be more apt to think about those things, whereas men, just as women might be more concerned about the way they're dressed or their hair, or the little things, women might be more apt to think about, what do those words sound like coming out of my mouth? I'm worried about the delivery of my words. How will somebody take it? I'm worried about her feelings. I know as a supervisor, I have teachers, and when I have to be constructively critical, I'm more concerned about if I'm writing, they need improvement on providing instruction, which is my observation instrument. I'm more concerned about, well, I don't want to upset them, but they need to hear what I'm saying. So I'll really spend time thinking about my word choice. Now, granted, that's in writing, but if they are getting a needs improvement, then they have to meet with me. And I really want to think about, how am I going to say it, whereas the person that my principal might just say, I'm just going to say what I need to say, and not probably really consider it ahead of time. Well, he might not just be saying that to me, but I think, in my opinion, that women may tend to really be more aware of how they're going to say it, the delivery of their words, whereas men just say it because they have to say it and